Lord Jesus Christ, glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Blessed are they who have kept the word with a generous heart and yield a harvest through perseverance.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the Pharisees, there was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried, and from the world that he was in torment. He raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off at Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames. Abraham replied, my child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours. He said, then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to the place of torment. But Abraham replied, they have Moses and the prophets, let them listen to them. He said, oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent. Then Abraham said, if they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's so true. When your heart is hardened, even prophet Isaiah comes to you, and even John the Baptist comes before you, or even might Jesus appear to you, you might not believe. You might not convert. So, we need to pray hard that we have an open heart. It's so difficult. That's why Jesus, in the parable of the sowing the seeds, you know, some of the roadside, some of the rocks, some bushes, all distractions comes in. Then some on the good soil. Who are the seed on good soil? That's what Jesus mentioned. Those who kept the word of God, with a generous heart, not selfish. The word of God makes us open that what Pope Francis is always saying, go out. We keep things for ourselves. It's not only material goods, spiritual goods also. We don't keep Jesus, we within us, within us. And you harvest through perseverance. Another point is very important. We might be good for some time somewhere, but not always. That's the problem. So it's lifelong struggle. I think the best way is to start anew on a daily basis. Each day is a new day. Forget about the past, nor the future. You know, Jesus once mentioned, he said, a man who got his harvest, got a harvest, and said, oh, I can make a big barn, and then I can keep all things, and next year I will rest. What Jesus said in the parable. Stupid. Tonight, God will take you to himself, and you're thinking so much for tomorrow. Maybe you are on to conversion. Tomorrow I'll be better, I pray better tomorrow. No. Now, if tonight you don't attend Mass with attention, don't presume that you will be better tomorrow. And also, don't worry about things of the past. Many times we are disturbed because, well, I'm a big sinner. The devil spirit makes us always aware of things of the past, and then you don't know whether God forgives you or not. So you are disturbed. Once you're disturbed, you don't have the peace. When you don't have the peace, you don't pray well. Always contrition. I'm glad that the Pope will give us a message. Pass the door, the holy door, and contrition, finish. Otherwise, you'll always be penitent for your whole life. That's not the wish of Jesus. It's important that you, now is the time. So let us pray tonight as if that's what Mother Teresa is not warning, but just telling the priests, especially the new priests. Say your Mass, Mother Teresa. Now he's a saint. Say Mass as if this is the first Mass, your last Mass, and unique Mass for you too. If this is your, of course not the first Mass, the last Mass, but could be unique Mass. Who knows? Are you sure tonight you will stay on, still tomorrow you are still on earth? Are you sure? Can you say yes with loud voice? We can fight with the Lord. So these days we have so many news. Young people, 30 years old, 20 something years old, accident, or some virus to the heart, to the blood. We can't imagine. God is not testing us. God is our Father. But don't think God is our Father and so we take it for granted. We have to. Jesus is very patient. But still we have to do our own part. So let us pray tonight as if it's our first time we pray, the last time we pray, and the unique time we pray.